that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
An Ohio man exonerated after spending more than a decade in jail, and the man gets a big reward, says ABC's Todd Ant.
David Ayers of Cleveland had been fighting a legal battle since 1999 when he was charged with killing a 76-year-old woman who was found in her apartment bludgeoned to death, and he claimed it was a setup. Ayers' nightmare finally ended when a jury agreed that two Cleveland police detectives violated his civil rights by coercing and falsifying testimony and withholding evidence that pointed to his innocence. Turns out DNA testing later proved that a hair found in the woman's mouth did not come from Ayers. The jury also awarded Ayers $13.2 million for his pain and suffering. Todd Ant, ABC News.
The Library of Congress plans to display a copy of the Gettysburg Address starting later this month. The copy is one of five known manuscript drafts of President Lincoln's famous 1863 address. I'm Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Here is your AM 1230 WFAS News 12 Weather Center forecast. For tonight and the overnight, expect mostly clear skies. We'll see a low of about 24 degrees. Tomorrow, another nice weekend day. Lots of sunshine on Sunday, less windy, high near 50. Get out and enjoy. For Monday, back to work, sunshine, some increasing clouds. Later on in the day, high near 51. And Tuesday, sorry to say, mostly cloudy, periods of light rain, but nice and mild, high of 53 degrees.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're live again here. This is Sunday, March 10th. We are live at the Westchester County Center. This is the Journal News Golf Show. And we will be with you from our usual time today from 10 to 12. And the scorecard will be on after us for an hour. Also live here from the Journal News Golf Show at the Westchester County Center. It's here until 5 o'clock, so make sure you get on down here. There's lots of free stuff going on. It's actually a great event. You want to get down here. You have to get down here. You need to get down here.
Roy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, Bruce.
Oh, yeah, I just can't hear you. Anyway, that's okay. I have headphones on. That'll just, it's keeping my ears warm. I just sent out a tweet. You're probably listening to us on Sports Man Cave Network. Boy, now I can hear you, Roy. That's loud.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's pretty. That's perfect. You can even turn it down just a little bit. Listen, you know what? It's this thing started at 10 o'clock today. Of course, we were up like professionals we are. At like 7 o'clock, and we took showers. We were staying in Tarrytown at the what's the name of that?
The Doubletree
Hotel with probably 2,000 science students who were there in at Sleepy Hollow High School yesterday for the science fair, and we met some of the smartest kids in the world yesterday afternoon.
Curing cancer.
Oh, yeah. They figured out how to fix cirrhosis of the liver. Some kids said, oh, yeah, you just have to use these two chemicals here and you can reverse the process.
Of course.
Well, people have been trying to cure alcoholics from dying of cirrhosis of the liver for hundreds and thousands of years, probably.
One kid that was being interviewed by Lisa Wexler. I'm sure you're going to hear this.
Lisa Wexler. I got to meet her finally. What a great lady she is.
And the kid was talking about how the harder the chair affects how hard a teacher would grade a certain paper or something like that. Ridiculous.
You know what?
How do you even begin to think about testing something like that?
Can I tell you what? They need to figure out something, because for many, many years, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes, the one thing they do know about grades in high school and elementary school and middle school is everything is geared towards the females. They make the best grades. I mean, hands down, they just always do. And it's because it's harder for a boy to do the things they have to do to be able to be successful in that environment. It's just not, they're just not capable of doing it. Yeah. No, no. I mean, that's documented. That's been documented for years. Oh, we've got a guest here. And
Crystal Springs.
What's your name? We got to get her fitted up.
There you go.
Put those headphones on. Have a seat. She's really pretty. Of course, she's young enough to be my granddaughter. But that's okay. I'm in New York. What's your name?
I'm Carrie Corcoran, and I'm with Crystal Springs Resort.
Okay. Can you hear her, Roy?
Keep talking.
I'm with Crystal Springs.
Oh, now I can hear her.
And I'm a sales manager.
Now, where's Crystal Springs?
We are located in Northwest New Jersey, Sussex County. It's about an hour and 10 minutes from here.
That, you know what? That wasn't the old Playboy Club.
Actually, it was.
Is that what that is?
Well, not.
How
we don't
you
own
know?
The.
I'm 60 years old, Roy. I know where all the Playboy Clubs are.
Well, we don't own the Playboy Club itself. We actually own the golf course, which is Great Gorge Country Club. It's a 27-hole golf course.
It's up in the Poconos, right?
No.
Oh, it's not.
That's Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're
okay, my bad.
Sussex County, New Jersey.
Now, is it in the mountains?
It is.
Okay,
yeah.
Now what mountain range is that? Is that the Appalachians?
Yeah, Kittatinny Mountain area, that area.
Yeah, you know what? That's where all of the really good comedians for many years have gone up there and worked all summer.
Sure.
And spring. Now tell me what the resort has.
Absolutely. We encompass a 3 to 7 mile radius. Mm-hmm. We have 7 award-winning golf courses. We're home about
7 golf courses. That's all I need to know.
We're home of Valley Owen, which is the best public golf course in New Jersey. It's a links-style course.
Right.
We also have Black Bear, Crystal Springs.
Now, Black Bear's got to be a Nicholas course.
It is.
Or they can't use the word bear. You didn't know I knew that, did you? What else?
We also have the Crystal Springs Golf Course, which is one of our most challenging courses.
Okay.
We have a lot of narrow fairways, moguls, hills, a very nice facility. Next to that course, we have Wild Turkey, which is one of our premier courses as well. And it's wide open, fast greens, and it sits on property of our 50,000-square-foot clubhouse.
Now, do you have to – this is a very – you might not know the answer to this, but do you have to pay – the makers of Wild Turkey any money to have named that course Wild Turkey?
I would not know.
Have you ever drank Wild Turkey?
I have not.
Well, let me just explain. That is one of the few Kentucky bourbons you can drink that does not give you a hangover, and I haven't had a drink in 29 years.
Wow.
But I know that because I used to drink Wild Turkey. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking. I love to listen to you talk.
Thank you. We also have, next to our clubhouse there, we have a hotel that's 250 rooms called our Grand Cascades Lodge. It's a luxury hotel. It has an indoor biosphere tropical pool complex. We also have a wine.
Sounds cool.
Wow.
We also have a wine cellar there with over 130,000 bottles of wine, which is catered by our 4-star restaurant, La Tour. It's a French restaurant with an 8-course meal and wine pairings. Fabulous cuisine.
This sounds like an incredible place. How long has it been in existence?
We've probably been around for over 20 years, but we've grown tremendously in the last few years that we've really built up the facility. We actually are partnered now with Mountain Creek Ski Area,
right,
and Water Park.
Okay.
And we built a brand new 50,000-square-foot day lodge called the Red Tail Lodge, which has multiple restaurants there, a big marketplace for dining.
Well, it sounds nice. Like a little city. Is what it sounds like.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, 7 golf courses. It's not a small.
I mean, and that's
a small area.
That's a lot of people playing golf.
It is, and we. I specialize in planning the golf outings for Crystal Springs. We can do groups of anywhere from 16 to well over 300 golfers. We do our outings 7 days a week on all the courses. We have packages that fit every person's budget. We host nonprofit organization outings, corporate events, meetings, birthday parties, social events.
Yeah.
We do it all.
Now, do you play golf?
I'm learning.
Are you? So you're learning to play golf.
I would assume that you would be learning.
Now, what is your title there?
I am a golf sales manager.
You know, that's great. That means that you basically are in charge of bringing everybody that comes into the.
Let me just ask you a question.
Do you ever get referrals from the hotel? Like, people will call the hotel and say, look, you know, I really like to come up there for a conference. I've got 80 people. Then they call, they put those people in touch with you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Is there a website that the people can go to?
Here it is.
It's thecrystalspringsresort.com.
Okay, that's great. And is that the best way to get?
Crystal Golf Resort?
Either one.
Okay.
Crystalgolfresort.com. Right.
Scare me for a second. I thought I was reading the wrong website.
Either one.
Now, let me ask you this. What's your favorite course? Have you played 18 holes yet?
I have played 9 holes of Black Bear, and I played 9 holes of Crystal Spring.
Now, let me ask you a question. This is a big question. Has Black Bear got big greens?
Yeah, it's probably one of our easier courses.
That's a Nicklaus course. Jack, really, the thing I love about Jack is all Jack Nicklaus does is he designs his courses so beginners and intermediates can play and have fun, but he also has the tee boxes for the good guys way back.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking at Black Bear right now, lots of hills.
Yeah, that's, you know what?
Actual Black Bears there, too. You guys,
there are.
Now, this is
not just a clever name.
This isn't a mountain range, so how high up would you say it is?
A
couple of thousand feet, 3,000 feet?
Yeah, something like that.
Now, do you get a lot of, you've had a lot of snow this year, right?
We've had a great ski season. We had a lot of natural snow, and we were able to make a lot of snow with the cold temperatures.
I apologize for that. It drives us crazy when a guy gets on the horn. He's a good guy, though. It's just real loud.
I understand. No, but Mountain Creek, we were able to make a lot of snow with the cold temperatures. We have one of the most powerful snowmaking systems in the world. So we've made a ton of snow, natural snow, and we also built a snow tubing park as well. It's about 30 lanes.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce is a big one.
I don't ski much.
The kids.
Okay. I don't ski much.
So you guys have snow, you have ski resort as well.
We do, yep. We're all season destination.
How many slopes do you have?
Good question. I don't really know.
Now, let me ask a question. You'll know the answer to this. If I want to go up there and I want to play 18 holes of golf, what price would it start at for me with a cart and the green fees?
Weekday golfer or weekend?
A day golfer, just if I want to come up for
Thursday.
I like to play during the week because I don't like it real crowded.
Sure. Our premier course, Ballyowen, for 2012, our public rates were listed at 109 for Ballyowen, and that included your greens and cart. And then the courses vary in price depending upon which one you wanted to play, with Black Bear and Great Gorge being more on the economical side, Crystal Springs in the middle, Wild Turkey, and then Ballyowen.
Now, here's a very important question for people like me, because this is important to me. Is there a casino anywhere near there?
No, there's
nowhere near there.
No.
Really?
It's good for people like me who want to bring my son there.
That's exactly right. You know, don't want to lose you for, like, the whole day.
That's right.
In the shooting craps
and
in the casino.
You have spas for the women.
We do. I was just going to mention that. Yep.
So if you don't have if not a complete golf family, the dad can take the wife and the kid, and they get a spa day, and he plays 18 holes. Right?
Definitely, absolutely. We do spa and stay weekends, golf and stay packages.
Do you do bachelorette parties?
Bachelorette parties. Absolutely.
This place sounds like my kind of place.
I think the
fact that there's 7 golf courses, you can go there and just disappear for an entire week.
Yeah.
And you'd be perfectly happy.
And you really feel like you're on vacation. It doesn't seem like something in New Jersey. It really is a destination, but not too far. We're 1 hour and 10 minutes from here, 50 miles from the George Washington Bridge. So we're very close to New York, which works out really well.
All right, listen, I can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
And give us your name one more time.
My name is Carrie Corcoran.
Carrie Corcoran. That's great.
Carrie,
it's great talking to you. And I know you're going to have a lot of success. Anytime you have 7 golf courses at your fingertips, you're going to be a busy young lady.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
The Crystal Springs Resort, and it's crystalgolfresort.com or the Crystal Springs Resort. Is that what it is?
.com.
There it is. Check that out.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you, guys. Boy, I tell you, I want to go to that place right now.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a second. This is AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion.
Thank you.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Auggie's is Westchester's favorite family-style Italian restaurant. Conveniently located at 2417 Boston Post Road in Larchmont. Auggie's has a full menu of appetizers, salads, and entrees, an extensive wine list, and a healthy complement of imported and domestic beers. Auggie's makes every meal special and treats every customer like family. And if you haven't found your way to Auggie's yet, stop in this Tuesday. Tuesday is all for one day. Enjoy a complete dinner for two, including choice of appetizer, house salad, choice of entree, dessert, and coffee, all for just $34.95. If you like music while you dine, Fridays and Saturdays from 7 to 10, enjoy live accordion music. And don't forget, Auggie's has on- and off-site catering for all your party needs. Visit AuggiesItalian.com for their complete menu. Auggie's Family Style Italian Restaurant. Open 7 days a week. Conveniently located at 2417 Boston Post Road, Larchmont. Call now and make a reservation. 914-834-3800. At Auggie's, the food is delicious, the service is excellent, and no one leaves hungry.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back.
We are back. We're back, and we're with Nick Hunter.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, Nick. I tell you what, though, I wish I was running. When I grow up... I want to run a driving range in a golf school, and I want to be able to hit balls 24/7. Because if I'm swinging a golf club into my 70s and 80s, I'm probably still alive.
It helps if you're talking in the mic.
Speak into my lapel.
Yes.
Good job. Hello. I'm sorry.
New to this.
I'm used to that. Yeah, but I'm used to that mic I've got at the other studio.
We can strap one on your head if it helps.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wouldn't strap this near my head because it looks like a part of a man's anatomy.
But we are live here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're with Nick Hunter.
Nick Hunter.
Of the Fairview Golf Center.
Nick looks like he can hit it about 350, too, by the way. He's got forearms the size of Popeye's. That's great.
Very nice.
That's great. Nick Hunter's had three holes in one?
You've had three holes in one?
I wish.
No, I hear you. I've only had one, and I hit it with a sand wedge, 120 yards, and backed in. It sucked back into the cup.
And he was smiling when he got that.
Oh, that's great. Okay. That's wonderful. Well, great. Nick, let me ask you a question. Tell us why your driving range is the place to go.
Well, we're the premier practice facility in Westchester. We have 36 heated stalls. We're a double-decker facility, and we also have 72 stalls. Open year-round, rain, snow, sleet.
One level or two levels?
Two levels.
Oh, okay.
We're open during hurricane.
Like in Japan, where they have 20 levels?
Exactly.
Jeez, that's amazing how they do it.
And we do a really good job. We have a full pro shop stocked with everything we have. Mini golf, a practice area in the back where you can chip balls and hit out of the sand. It really is something that no one else in Westchester has.
Now, are you the head pro there?
I'm the general manager.
Oh, that's great. So you run the business.
Exactly.
All right. Now, who are your pros that are on?
We have six PGA pros on staff.
Okay. Their names?
Robin Lubas, Bob Morrow, John Leathers, Paul Slavinsky, Insoo Han, and John Manning.
You know what? You handled that very well. Because I got to tell you something. I couldn't have done that. There's no way. I can't even remember my daggone co-host's name. It's Roy G, and I don't even know what the G stands for. Gregory, I think.
Actually, we're going to be releasing a new program called the Fairview Golf Academy.
Right.
It's going to be a more more structured way of teaching. We're going to be doing a lot of different clinics, about 9 different clinics, something called the Morning Line,
right,
where you come and ask your pro, a Q&A with the pro. It's really going
to
be great.
Now, is there a website they can go to and get, like, free lessons like a lot of these people have now where you go there and there's, you know, like, once a week they'll put on, you know, like, the thing to work on, like, you know, shots out of the sand, long shots out of the sand,
long putts,
short putts, what to do.
We're going to be updating the website, and the Fairview Golf Academy is going to have its own link, and we're going to have tip of the week there from John Manning, from Bob Morrow, for whoever it might be. And
That'll be great. Now, listen, you know, what a lot of driving ranges do, where we, you know, where we're from, not a lot of driving ranges because the real estate is just so expensive like it is here. Like, if you ever sold your driving range, they'd obviously make a ton of money because they could put multifamily on it or townhouses or whatever they want. What a lot of driving ranges do have are contacts with all the public courses. Do you do that? You can recommend where people play?
We're actually working on that now. I've been talking to Mr. Tommy Avizzano and Jeff Boyer from Dunwoody Golf Course.
Yep.
We're trying to start a couple partnerships with them. We're going to be raffling off a free round of golf next month to West Point.
Okay. Oh, up at West Point? They have a nice golf course, is what I've heard. Yeah.
So we're going to be starting to work with the local courses and, you know, trying to get them to, you know, give us some free rounds, and we're going to give them some free buckets of balls.
Hey, cool.
So, you know,
you want to do us a favor? Give us, like, I know you probably, how many different sizes of buckets do you have?
Three.
All right. What are the prices?
7, 10, and 12, small, medium, large. It's about 35
balls. I'll take a large bucket, please. And I don't think I could hit. That's probably, 100 balls or more?
Yeah, just about 100 balls.
That's about right. And let me tell you, you don't need to hit more than 100 to 200 balls ever. Because if you hit too many balls,
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, exactly. Is that right?
Is that
what you do to kill the time? Now, what's your handicap, just out of curiosity?
I'm about a 9.
Well, you know what? I've been a 9, but it hasn't been recently. It was about 20 years ago. I was like a 7.6.
Well, I'll tell you
so
what.
So I was a 9.
I'll tell you what brought me down to a 9. We have a custom fitter, Steve Kernick.
Absolutely.
And I was going to ask you about DD Custom Golf. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
DD Custom Golf, he's our master club fitter, has 25 years of experience. He is the absolute best club fitter in Westchester. He took 10 strokes off my game.
Is that right? Now, how long have you been playing? Because you're not that old. You're like 25, 30?
22.
You're young. You're my son's age.
Good guess.
My son's older than him. I can't tell. He's got a hat on.
I've been playing about 5 years.
Is that right?
And last year.
5 years.
Did you play baseball before that? Did you play baseball in high school?
I did, actually.
No kidding. You look like a first baseman.
I was actually a pitcher.
You pitched. That's what my son does. That's great. So tell me about this fitter. I mean, we heard that yesterday from somebody else that was here about what brought his handicap down and how he got. He said as soon as he got fitted for clubs, he said it dropped. It took like 6 strokes off his game.
Well, what 90% of golfers don't realize is that they don't get clubs fit to their style of play.
Right, right.
So, and what Steve does is he takes all the clubs we have, whatever you want to look at, whatever you think is best for you, after you explain your game to him, and tries out different club heads, lofts, shafts, everything. I mean, you know, he works with a bunch of different companies, shaft companies, vendors, TaylorMade, Callaway, whatever you want. And he takes all these shafts and all these clubs and fits them to yourself, so they're perfect for you.
Listen, I don't mean to set you up, but what are your top 3 golf courses, public golf courses, to play in the Westchester area? I'm going to put some pressure on it.
Mine personally?
Yes, you. I want to hear what, I don't know. I mean, I come up here maybe 4 times a year. I want to know where I need to go to play golf.
I'd probably say Sprain Lake Golf Course is number 1.
Sprain Lake, that's the gentleman with a good tan that was here yesterday.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Maple Moor's number 2.
Okay.
And it's tossed up between Dunwoody and Hudson Hills.
And they all go to Fairview Golf Center to hit their drivers.
Exactly.
That's exactly. Well, why wouldn't they? Because it's what? You're like 5 minutes from here.
Yes.
We're sitting in White Plains right at the major intersection where the center is and across from a great place to eat. And I should have told them I was going to plug them. What's the name of the place we had breakfast at?
Doesn't matter.
We're not giving it to them anyway. Listen, I can't tell you how great it's been talking to you. Once again, is there a website they go to? What's the name of it?
It's FairviewGolfCenter.com.
FairviewGolfCenter.com. And we have been speaking to Nick Hunter, who's been a lot of fun. Yeah. Nick, good luck to you with your – if you're a 9 now and it's and you've only been playing 5 years, buddy, you're going to be scratching about another 5.
Thanks, guys.
All right, good luck
Thanks
to you.
Coming on
you
with too. All right, so we're going to take a quick break here right now. It's Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, AM 1230, WFAS. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jeff, have you ever thought about doing a hair transplant procedure?
Yeah, I've thought about it since my 30s, but I'm skeptical.
Me too. Now I finally found a procedure I'm going to go forward with.
Wow, what'd you decide to do?
NeoGraft. It's the first minimally invasive hair restoration system.
How'd you hear about that?
Well, my wife goes to Park Avenue Medical Spa in Armonk, and I saw NeoGraft featured on ABC News and even on the Rachel Ray Show.
I know a lot of people losing their hair, but how does this process work?
There are no scalpel incisions, so no scars, no stitches or staples. They use a local anesthetic so you don't feel anything, and you can go back to work the next day.
NeoGraft, the global leader in hair restoration technologies, offered at Park Avenue Medical Spa in Armonk. Call 730-3333 to schedule an appointment or visit parkavenuemedicalspa.com for more information. NeoGraft is changing lives.
Hey, no hat.
Yeah, I went to Park Avenue Medical Spa in Armonk, and I feel great.
Bill, I'm sold. What's that number again? I'm calling today.
730-3333.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle.
There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
WFAS 4-Day Forecast.
And now our AM 1230 WFAS News 12 Weather Center Forecast. Moving through our Saturday afternoon hours. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Lots of sunshine. Get those sunshades out there. A bit breezy. High of 48 degrees. Tonight mostly clear. You want to bundle up heading out. Down to 24 for the low. Tomorrow, Sunday, continued nice and sunny and spring-like, high near 50, and back to work on Monday. Lots of sunshine. Do watch for some clouds moving into the area as we move through the day, but a nice mild high of 51 degrees on Monday.
WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to brucehallsports.com or by going to facebook.com/brucehallsports. Now, here's your host, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're live from the Journal News Golf Show here at the Westchester County Center.
We got Tom Blumenthal here with Titleist Golf. And Tom, I'm not going to make any, it's no secret. I've been playing Pro V1 since they came out. I used the X for about 6 months. You've got a great line of golf products. I want you to just talk to me and tell me what it is I need to pay attention to this buying season for Titleist.
Well, hey, listen, I appreciate the opportunity to come on, number one. And since you mentioned the Pro V1, we might as well start right there. We're real excited. The ball's been out for 10 years now, and you know we would like to say it is the leading golf ball on tour. We love to tweak it a little bit. We love the opportunity to make it better, and we feel like we have again this year. Titleist is on a 2-year product life cycle, so we don't rush out product to market. We spend a lot of time in research and development, and we spend a lot of time in seeding the tour. We like to get our product into the best players in the world's hands, get their feedback, and then take that back, make modifications, and then launch the product, you know, to the general public. With regard to the golf ball, we've had a great time trying to, you know, take the best ball in the world and make it better. You know, we've really thought a lot about it, and we feel like with the new Pro V1 and Pro V1X, we've done that.
Now, did you make a change this year? Did you tweak it a little bit?
We did.
What changes did you make to it? Because you can't change the number of dimples, can you?
You know, we haven't. The answer is, yeah, you can.
You can? Okay.
You can, without a doubt. And there's a lot of companies out there experimenting aerodynamics. And, you know, the bottom line is we want a consistent ball flight. It's not necessarily a golf ball that you hit far. You know,
right.
That's not what it's all about. It's a combination of distance and accuracy
feel.
And
yeah,
feel.
Being able to control the ball, right?
Without a doubt. You know, so the changes that we've made, and great question, we have enhanced the feel, without a doubt. We do constant experimentation with the core of the golf ball, with different materials, experimenting with the covers, making them softer. And I think the one word I think you're going to find coming out of the Titleist golf ball world is durability this year, which is something that a lot of people don't think about. But when you're paying $45, $50 a dozen, I mean, you want that ball to stick around for a while.
No, absolutely. And the thing that is that ever since I've been anywhere from a 9 to a 20 in my lifetime, and it doesn't matter. I mean, the Titleist Pro V1 to me, whether you're playing the X or the regular ball, it's just such a great feel anywhere near the green. I like, you know, I carry 4 wedges. I get close to the green in regulation all the time. I don't hit every green. But when I get on the green, putting, I've always been a really good putter, and that's the best ball to putt, hands down, in my opinion. And I've tried a lot of different balls. You know, I played Ultra for a while. I played a lot. You know, I even played TaylorMade for a while. For a while, the TaylorMade felt good, but you know, I started using Titleist again, and that's all I've got is Titleist Pro V1s. If you can ever find them at a really good price, they're the best. They're the best ball. They've always been pretty expensive, and from what I understand, you've even made a little few changes with the price range on the ball now too.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we certainly try to be competitive from a from a pricing standpoint. Without a doubt, we don't want to put anybody off by our pricing, but at the same time we feel like we are a premium golf ball, and so we want to fall into that price category.
Yeah.
Once again, that R&D I don't think comes cheap, But, you know, at the same time, you know, we want everybody who wants to try our golf ball to be able to.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about your clubs real quick, because
okay.
I want to get into your – because you make some great irons, and you also make a great driver. Talk to us a little bit about your quote-unquote woods, your driver, your three woods, your five, your rescue. What changes have you made, and what's coming out this year?
Okay, once again, great question. Because we are on a two-year product life cycle, we are now in the new life cycle of what you call the metals. You know, it's tough to call them woods these days. But at the same time, so last year was irons and wedges. This year, now we're into the metals. It is the 913 lineup, which is just a model name. But once again, we spend a lot of time in research and development on how can we make this a better product? How can we make it more forgiving? How can we make the elements, you know, how can we make a longer driver? And we feel like, once again, we've come up with that. You know, we don't want to put the same thing out to market 2 years later and slap a name and a number on it. We want to put out a better product. So with regard to the technology behind it, what we feel like we've come up with is we've come up with a faster face.
Now, you probably have the answer to this. What touring pros are still using Titleist off the tee box?
Okay, we have a great lineup of touring pros who are very, very loyal to the product. I mean, just to mention a few names, you know, we're looking at guys like Steve Stricker, you know, who's you know, definitely
great golfer.
A great golfer, real consistent, and has consistently been loyal to the
it's
the product.
Pretty long, too.
Without a doubt. You know, we got a great amount of tour presence out there, you know, and loyal tour presence. So, you know, we really appreciate those guys. Getting back to the driver, what we've done is we've done a lot of experimentation with a thinner face. It is a forged, real thin materialed face. What that does for the technology and performance of the driver is a little bit more trampoline effect. But the one thing we found out as sort of a byproduct of thinning out the face is on off-center hits, when you miss it inside, when you miss it outside a little bit more, there's not a significant drop in ball speed. And that's one of the benchmarks that we take a look at, is the speed that the ball is leaving the club face.
Now, faces are always getting bigger and bigger, but have they finally gotten as big and get, do you think?
I think that they've come close. I mean, you know, certainly there are USGA. Well, you know, there are limitations per the USGA rules, yeah,
right,
without a doubt. But, you know, and this carries over not only from the drivers to the fairway woods and to the hybrid clubs, where we call it a faster face.
That's what I was going to ask you about the hybrid. I see, I'm looking at your website right now of the 913, and they have the D2, D3, F, FD, and the H. I'm assuming the H is the hybrid. What do all of these letters mean? What are the difference between all of these? No, they're not woods, as you call them, but you call them metals?
Metals, exactly, yeah. There are model specifications. Basically, we have two different driver heads, the D2 being a slightly larger head at 460 cc's, the D3 being slightly smaller, more traditionally pear-shaped at 445 cc's. It used to be that the D2 used to be somewhat of a higher launching, higher spinning head, but right now the two heads perform this, their launch conditions are even,
same,
Steven.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about the three wood? You know, I'm just a regular golfer, and hopefully a lot of people listening to the show are regular golfers too. But I used to hit a three wood off the tee all the time because I could keep it in the fairway. What do you like about your three wood or your three metal?
Okay, great. Three metal, and without a doubt, and we actually have two of them. To address what you just talked about, for the guys that prefer to hit the three wood off the tee, we've come out with something, bigger head. It's called the 913 FD, okay. And D, okay, standing, yeah, for deep face. So it's slightly taller in its stance.
Looks more like a looks more like a driver.
In a way, yeah. Yeah. It's deep faced, a little bit lower penetrating launch, and a little bit more mass to it.
Right.
So they're a little bit more comfortable off the tee.
Now, so what's the difference between the FD and the F?
Sort of the same scenario for guys that are high ball hitters, especially with you know, the fairway, some guys are a little bit steeper in their angle of attack. They have, right, no problem getting the ball up in the air. We have come up with
that. That wouldn't be me, face, by the way.
Okay. Well, then the F would be good for you because
it gets it up.
Yeah, we've lowered the center of gravity. Really great turf interaction, gets the ball up in the air nicely.
Talk to me about the five metal, because I tell you what, a lot of people hit five metal everywhere.
Exactly. Five Metal is kind of our all-star these days.
Is that right?
And the reason, it's great. Reason being, some guys feel like they can't get the ball up in the air with a three wood. Tough, you know, even in the fairway. What the Five Metal does is it allows you to get the ball up in the air. And I would also say you would almost hit it not as far, but pretty far. The secret to hitting a fairway wood is to get it up in the air and spinning. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest all-stars from last year, believe it or not, was our four wood of our 17 degree.
Is that right?
I threw that in the bag, and I hit it further than our three wood.
That's great.
But it's a little easier to get off the deck.
Well, you know what? You do need elevation, especially if you're hitting, you know, if you're hitting into a green. For sure. Like if you've got a 225-yard shot in, you're not going to probably hit 4-iron or 3-iron. You need to get something up in the air and make sure that you clear all that stuff in front. Roy is the hybrid freak.
Yeah, I love the hybrid.
Tell us about the hybrid.
Okay, great. Roy, glad you're a freak.
He is. He's got a whole bag full of hybrids.
I do. I love my hybrids. I do.
We have tweaked the hybrid, and what we've done with it is also made it a little bit easier. Certainly with the faster face, so off-center hits become a little bit more playable. But I think probably the best thing we've done with the hybrid is we've kind of repositioned the center of gravity so that it just becomes very easy to get up and out.
That's
so
fantastic.
Yeah, that's my thing, man. Hybrid. That's
now,
how I go.
Now, you make clubs for every type of golfer. You make clubs for beginners. You make them for intermediate players. You make, you know, blades, quote-unquote, for the really good player. What new do you have coming out? Or just talk about your irons for a second.
Well, you know, that's interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up because I think that's one of the great misconceptions out there in the marketplace is that, you know, everybody kind of shies away from Titleist. Oh, Titleist, you know, the company for the good player, when in actuality, we do have product that appeals to all levels. And so with regard to irons, our AP1 iron was just a tremendous seller last year. Oversized, or what we call mid-sized club head, lower center of gravity, very, very much a forgiving iron. But the one thing I think Titleist does is they maintain the look of a blade in all their iron products. So it's not going to be a very thick top line and thick sole, but at the same time have the elements, the good elements of a forgiving iron.
Yeah. Now, the irons that you make for the beginning golfer and the intermediate golfer, there is like a 20 handicap and up. You generally have more weight at the bottom of the face, correct?
Absolutely.
On the backside. And a lot of times what you'll see with really good golfers is even the guys with the blades will use some strippings, some metal strippings on the back to make sure that the back of their, you know, the lower part of their club is a little heavier. Is that how they're designed generally? Right out of the manufacturer's place?
They are. And the game, the quote, game improvement irons, if they're all cut out of the same
I need
cloth.
All of those I can get.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
How much of a game improvement can I get?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a great question, but I think it really comes back to drawing more people to the game.
Right.
The whole Golf 2.0 initiative. Mm-hmm. Let's bring more people to the game. It's a great time to learn this game because the product, it makes the game so much easier.
You know, I remember when Tiger first came on tour, he hit Titleist driver. And he, you know what? Even when he was giving it up, he kept it for like a little extra time because he almost got in a little bit of trouble doing that. I bought that driver, and that must have been 12, 13 years ago. Yes. That was a great driver. I've still got it in my bag. I don't hit it all the time, but because I don't hit driver that much. I'll hit three. Look, when you're playing for money, which all my friends do, I hit 3-iron off the tee. You know, because I can hit that 215, 220, and I'm in the short grass, and we're not playing from the tips. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But when I'm playing for fun, and I'm playing a 475-yard par 4, I got to pull the big boy out. And I tell you, what's really wild about it is when you hit it so sweet. When I hit that club right, it hardly makes any noise, and it just flies off the face and goes right down the middle. These clubs that you're discussing are so much better than that one from 13, 14 years ago, aren't they?
I mean, it's just unbelievable, and I can't tell you how many times I'll be at a fitting day or a demo day. I'll have somebody come up with a, I don't know if you remember the model number 975D or J.
Yep.
And you take a look at that, and it basically is the size of a current 3-wood.
Right.
You know, and people were playing golf with that technology. You know, now the heads are so much larger, but lighter, more responsive. The materials have gotten so much better. You know, it's just the technology, like anything else, is just amazing.
All right, real quick before we get another guest here, let's talk about your putters.
Yeah,
because a lot of guys on tour, they use Titleist putters.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, Scotty Cameron, but they don't hit Scotty Cameron. Not many guys use Scotty Cameron. Tell me about your Titleist putters. Why should I buy a Titleist putter this year?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Scotty Cameron and Titleist spend a lot of time in research and development.
Right.
I mean, this is a true passion for this guy. I mean, just unbelievable, and they have an unbelievable cult following, and it's not for any reason other than performance. You know, just tremendous connection to the golf ball. They feel like they know exactly where that golf ball is going. They feel like they can control the putter, and they're constantly tweaking and coming out with new designs for the putters, you know, based on the feedback they're getting and based on the industry.
How many different types of putters does Titleist make, approximately?
Oh, geez.
25?
I would say it, so. I mean, all coming under the auspices of mallet versus blade style.
Yeah.
You know, right now in the putter world, and I know you don't have a lot of time to discuss this, but I'm sure you've talked about anchoring and the whole anchoring ban. You know, this is going to open up a whole can of worms.
Is that going to make, it seems like they decided not to make it illegal this year. I just read that about a month ago, I guess. And I think one of the reasons is so many really good golfers that are very popular, because there's a lot of politics to golf. You know, when Freddie Couples is putting his putter in his belly and Freddie Couples is showing up at tournaments, you know, everybody loves Freddie. So why would you make Freddie a stroke worse or two strokes worse or three strokes worse? I don't think that the belly is cheating, personally. I don't use a – look, I'm a good putter. And I basically cross-hand putt. I cross-handed for 15 years. And I'm a very good putter for a 14 handicap. If I ever wanted to put it in my belly, I don't know that it'd be an advantage.
Well, I think, and just to put it in a nutshell, they have not come up with definitive proof that
that's
a belly
why
putter,
nothing's happened.
Exactly. There's just no legitimate proof.
That's fantastic.
So tell me about the difference between the Golo S or the Golo and the Golo 5.
Okay, Golo 5 is going to be a more compact head design.
Okay.
You know, for the most part, there's been a feedback that some guys like sort of a hybrid between a mallet and a blade. The Golo itself is more of a mallet putter, but the Golo Select 5 is going to be a smaller, more compact head. So it's the best of both worlds. Kind of looks like a mallet, but performs like a blade.
Very nice.
Listen, I can't thank you enough. You've been great, and I'm so glad that we had plenty of time for Titleist, because Titleist is one of the top producers of golf equipment ever. And your ball is unbelievable.
Yeah,
I don't care what anybody says. You know, I can play. Look, I'm so bad, I can play any ball, and it won't make a big difference. Yeah. But I can tell. If a 14 handicap can tell a difference around the greens, then anybody can tell
that's
a difference.
That's all we played. When I played tournaments, and I played for the high school team.
Even
that's
your Bilatus.
All we played was Titleist ones. That's the only thing that we played. Golf day came around, and everybody got a sleeve of Titleist ones. So that's what we played. We played the Pro Vs. Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate the comments, and the three dozen are under the table right there for you guys.
Listen, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. So we'll be right back. This is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We are live from the Journal News Golf Show.
Augie's is Westchester's favorite family-style Italian restaurant. Conveniently located at 2417 Boston Post Road in Larchmont. Augie's has a full menu of appetizers, salads, and entrees, an extensive wine list, and a healthy complement of imported and domestic beers. Augie's makes every meal special and treats every customer like family. And if you haven't found your way to Augie's yet, stop in this Tuesday. Tuesday is all for one day. Enjoy a complete dinner for two, including choice of appetizer, house salad, choice of entree, dessert, and coffee, all for just $34.95. If you like music while you dine, Fridays and Saturdays from 7 to 10, enjoy live accordion music. And don't forget, Augie's has on- and off-site catering for all your party needs. Visit augiesitalian.com for their complete menu. Augie's family-style Italian restaurant, open 7 days a week, conveniently located at 2417 Boston Post Road, Larchmont. Call now and make a reservation, 914-834-3800. At Augie's, the food is delicious, the service is excellent, and no one leaves hungry.
Golfers, don't miss the 9th Annual Journal News Golf Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Westchester County Center. Golf season is around the corner, and there's no better place to prepare than the Golf Show. You can demo the latest golf equipment on the range, including new clubs from Nike, Adams, TaylorMade, Titleist, and Tour Edge. Met PGA professionals will be providing free 10-minute lessons each day. Save 50% and more at the Discount Pro Shop on shoes, bags, apparel, and more. Every hour on the Metropolitan Golf Association demo stage, an expert will provide information to help your game. Topics include slice-free golf, the rules of golf, learn to compete, and course management. Stop by the Journal News booth to register for hourly prizes.
Take your friend to play free at a Westchester County course with a voucher you get from the County Parks booth. And, of course, visit the vendors from golf courses, ranges, resorts, and more for great golf show specials. It's all at the 9th Annual Journal News Golf Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Westchester County Center. Doors open at 10 a.m.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
That I just met. Mike Zanier. So you talk to him.
Right.
He's a West Virginia grad.
Let's go Mountaineers.
Did you go to West Virginia?
I did.
Unbelievable. At least they still have a Division I wrestling program.
Basketball's been rough this year. That's
right. It's going to be rough. Well, but they got Huggy.
Yeah, we'll be
Huggy. They'll be back. Huggy.
We have Joe Mazzulla on my show.
Hey, Huggy's sober.
To him, so make sure
Huggy's not getting pulled over late at night anymore,
either. Absolutely not.
Dana Holgerson is.
It's a casino incident. It's fine, though.
Yeah, it's cool. Don't even worry about it. It was all set up by.
Hey, but if you can't make it in Morgantown, you can't make it.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to be alive.
I love Morgantown.
Good to see you as well.
Congratulations on making it out of Morgantown.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the U.S. Women's Open.
Absolutely.
That's why we're here, right? Mm-hmm. 2013 U.S. Women's Open. Tell me about it.
Well, the Women's Open's the largest golf event for women in the world. It's June 24th through the 30th this year out at Sabonic Golf Club in Southampton. We'll expect about 130,000 spectators for the week, and we're trying right now to just really we have to get 2,500 volunteers. We're getting close to the goal, so applications are coming in quickly, but you can go online to our website at www.2013uswomensopen.com, fill out an application on there, and there's a ticket button on the front page, too, that you can sign up to buy tickets as well.
Very cool. Very cool. So for the volunteers, are you looking for women volunteers? It doesn't matter, though.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. Right. Anybody can sign up. We have various positions from walking scorers, where you get to walk along with the group and score for them, transportation, where you can drive the players back and forth to the airport in a supplied Lexus, and there's just a bunch of stuff you can get involved with the event.
All right. Very cool. Now these tickets, are they... they're not hole specific, right? They're walking tickets, obviously.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We'll have various seating locations around the golf course. We have a bunch of ticket options. Go on our website. You can check those out as well. One thing we're really trying to push here is the four-pack of tickets, which are four tickets for good for any day, for the any one day for the event. And those are $100. And if you come out to our booth here at the golf show this weekend, we're doing a special promotion, give you a coupon, and you get $25 off of those.
And kids? Are kids allowed?
Kids 17 and under and free with a ticketed adult. So that's something we're really trying to push.
What network is doing the U.S. Women's Open this year?
We'll be on ESPN Thursday and Friday, and then NBC Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Johnny Miller?
Is he should be there.
He'll be hanging out with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, Johnny.
And our golf course is spectacular out in Sabonic. It's a new course, just opened in 2006, so it's very rare for a course like this to get a championship like this that quickly. It's right on the Peconic Bay, great views, designed by Jack Nicklaus and Tom Doak.
Very cool. Very cool. You said, how long has the course been open?
It's been open since 2006.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's relatively brand new course.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, is it a part of a group of courses?
Just singular, it's by itself.
So it's just sitting out there by itself?
Beautiful course.
Let me ask you this, because you've been involved with this for a while, and you're a young man. So you've got a great job, by the way, U.S. Women's Open. There's a lot of things that go hand. One thing we've noticed in women's golf is there's a lot of people, a lot of young ladies winning this tournament that are not from the United States.
Exactly.
And there's been a lot of talk, because I'm pretty familiar with it, about what these, you know, what they have to do from a marketing standpoint to draw more fans to the sport. I mean, Paula Kramer won it 3 years ago, but, you know, with all due respect, I mean, and it's fine, but we make it so easy to come to the United States and play.
Right.
but a lot of these women don't communicate well.
Right.
They promise to like work on their English and do this and do that. You know that's not going to happen.
Right.
It never does. But I got to tell you, one of the greatest things about women's golf for a man to follow, because Julie Angster, I met a long time ago. We're not close, but we're friends. She's a good friend of Dave Righetti's, the pitching coach for the San Francisco Giants. And she is the biggest jock you've ever met in your life. She's 52 years old, I think, now. Her daughter played softball in college. My daughter plays softball in college. She's a wonderful person, and she's still competing at a very high level, and she's a senior. Now, there isn't really – is there a women's senior division now?
There is, but it's not real popular. It's kind of, you know.
There's just not enough of them playing, is there?
No, not enough to keep going later in their careers.
It's a money thing.
And a lot of them, too, start families. So, like, you know, Absolutely. Monica and Lorena retired early.
Yeah,
start
well,
a family.
You know what? When you think about it, Annika left it when she was pretty good.
Yeah, Lorena Ochoa the same way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, watching women play golf, yeah, to me is they don't, you know, they're not big. They're not, you know, they're all very athletic. They're all strong to a certain extent, but not like a man. Yet they sit there and just, nice and sweet and easy, just drive the ball 260 yards. They pull out an iron and hit it, you know, exactly the right amount. They two putt for par and they go to the next hole.
Right.
So 105 days away from this event.
It's not long.
And that's not
long. Quick, that's
for
sure.
Not long at all, right?
Now, are you staying out there?
I am. I've been out there for about a year. We've had a staff member on site for almost a year and a half now.
Now, where is your home now?
In Southampton.
So your home is Southampton, Long Island?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Now, the weather's been pretty incredibly bad.
It has. Fall and winter.
How much snow have you gotten out there?
We got about 15 inches of snow a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we just got hit Thursday night with about 3 inches of snow as well. So, and then we had the hurricane happen, you know, late October, early November, too. So there's been a couple, you know, rough storms to get
hiccups.
Through.
But yeah, we'll call them hiccups.
Yeah. But we're going to have great weather for the event this summer, so we're not worried about it.
June 24th to the 30th.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, 105 days away, which is going to be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are on sale today, you know, today here. And you can get them online. Is there anywhere else that they can get these tickets?
Just go straight to our website. And they're all printed home tickets, too. So once you purchase your ticket, you can be able to print it off right at your computer and have it there.
Very cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I've never been to the Hamptons, but this is one time I might go just to go out there and see. Now, we were talking about that. Like, if I was staying in Brooklyn and I wanted to take the train out to the Hamptons,
yes,
to Northampton,
mm-hmm,
to play a round of golf, I could actually probably get on the train with my clubs. So holding them, I'm pretty sure I can carry my clubs with me, and I can just, you know, when you get to the train station, there's cabs everywhere, right?
Right.
Just jump in a cab, and I could go to this place. What would it cost me? Now, can we still play the course when it's ready to play before? When do they stop play at the golf course before the Open?
Well, Sabonic is actually a private golf course, so there's no public access whatsoever. It's just going to, their membership is allowed there, but they usually, you know, they'll play up until the week before, really.
Is that right?
We'll start.
So all I got to do is find a member?
Right.
You know what? I'll call Johnny Miller.
Absolutely.
So for us coming out of town, mm-hmm, say we want to come, how do we find a hotel? Do you have lodging information that you guys are pairing up with?
We have information on our website. If you go to our website, we have kind of a list of recommended hotels. A lot of hotels are going to be in Riverhead, which is probably about a half-hour drive away. There's not a whole lot around Southampton, but we do have some options on our website that are available.
Great. Is there a lot of sand on the course?
There is.
It's got to be, because it's basically
right
almost,
beach,
it's
right?
Like a Kiwa Island kind of
exactly
deal,
what it
right?
Looks like. Mm-hmm.
Is it very windy from time to time?
The course is completely different if you play it in the wind and if it's not in the wind as well. We get 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts out there, and
wow,
we have three
that
or four
could,
holes
that
right
could
along
be interesting.
The
mm-hmm.
It beautiful should be interesting.
Course. I'm looking at pictures on their website.
Then you'd be talking about, like, I'm trying to think the lady's name that hits the ball so far. She's an American. She's an American. No, she's a big girl, big, tall, strong.
Michelle Wee?
Well, no, not Michelle Wee. I know Michelle Wee. Now, this girl hits it further than Michelle Wee. I can't think of her name to save my life. I'll probably think of it as soon as you leave.
Absolutely.
This is what happens when you turn 60.
That's how it works.
But, no, it's been great talking to you.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to leave us with? I mean, something we didn't discuss?
Just the main thing right now is for people to just head to our website, 2013uswomensopen.com, sign up to volunteer. It's a great experience. You get a ticket basically for the week that, you know, you can come out and watch when you're not working as well. You're in the volunteer headquarters area, which is kind of like a hospitality area with food and everything for our volunteers. It's a great experience. men's event, so it's something great to do.
You know, for all the New Yorkers listening that have never been to a women's event, you got to go to a women's event. And you can't go to a better event than an Open, because all the top United States golfers and all the top golfers from all over the world will be there, because this is one of their majors. And the thing that they've got to understand when they go out there is these women are much more accessible than men.
Absolutely.
You can literally walk. I mean, I had Julie Engstrom, when she was playing, call me and make me come inside the ropes, and she hit me in the chest with a golf ball when she missed a putt, and we had the best time. And when she was over, she dragged us under the ropes, and we went in, you know, while he's, I mean, they're just super people. The women enjoy what they do.
Absolutely.
They can't believe they're being paid to play golf. You know, men, you know, you get the top 100 men golfers in the world, and you might be able to even talk to 10 or 20 of them. I'm not saying men are not as nice. They're just not accessible.
I'll say men aren't as nice.
Well, I can say that because I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm 40. Yeah. I'm from Oklahoma State. Mike Gundy. God, he's never going to live that down, is he? So what do you think about West Virginia's basketball team?
It's been a struggle this year, but we've got some good freshmen coming in next year.
Well, talk to me about that, because Roy is followed by 8 billion people in West Virginia.
And we do have a WVU radio show.
Sportsmancave.com.
Well,
awesome.
Sportsmancave.com/ SMC Morgantown.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
And you can even find Bruce Hall Sports on his website.
That's right.
But West Virginia, I mean, they've got a guy they think Geno Smith's going to get drafted in the first round.
Yeah, Ford Childress. That's going to be our main
Ford
next
Childress.
Year.
We're going to ride with the Ford next
that's
year.
Right.
Absolutely.
There it is. See, he knows.
I'll tell you what, that kid, the wideout. Oh.
Tavon Austin was unbelievable.
Let me tell you,
the Oklahoma
kid,
game this year, and he just absolutely went.
He'll be
off.
A first rounder for sure. Yep. First rounder for sure.
We're gonna miss him.
Yeah,
we're gonna miss him more.
Was he a junior?
He was a senior.
There you go. At least
and
he stayed 4 years.
Yep. Stedman's gone.
He stayed 4 years. Yep. A lot of guys don't do that.
Next year is gonna be a struggle, but as long as we'll be fun to live next.
Yeah,
sound on all three sides of the ball will be.
But it's fun to watch Dana throw his headphones.
Oh yeah,
he throws
his hair gets out of control.
Mad Hatter.
But his headphones always snap back and hit him right. The chest. It's great.
That's my man. So if they want to volunteer, back to the tournament. I'm sorry. Question.
What if you wanted to come up? What if you wanted to come up and work?
What if I want to volunteer just one day? Am I allowed to? Can I do that? Or
you have
to
work
weekend?
Two shifts. You can do it in one day.
Right. Mm-hmm. How long are shifts?
About 4 to 5 hours.
Okay.
You know what we might do? We might come up here for that weekend and do the show out of here.
So you don't have to do the whole week.
You don't.
The whole six.
No, you don't have to volunteer every day.
You know, the problem is our show's on 10. We could probably
well,
do
you don't
a remote
have to do
there
the whole week. We just do a couple hours here and there, and
we
then
can
pop
get
on the radio and do the show from there.
What we might do is we might just do a show out there. You still handing out press credentials?
Yeah.
You know, see, it's the women's thing. If you tried to do that to the Masters,
that press credential, we're not allowed to leave until we get it.
You would have had to have your press credentials a year ago to do the men's Open this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then they'd fight you about it. Because, you know, who are you?
You just get so much more media for a men's Open, too, from all over the world.
The women are unbelievable. That's one of the reasons I really wish that the Korean ladies and the would learn English better, because there's some really good women, they're good girls.
Our defending champion, Nia Choi.
30 WFAS.
White Plains, New York.
Home of Araldo, Huckabee, Debbie Nigro, and Lisa Wexler on your drive home.
News Talk AM 1230 WFAS. A Cumulus Media Station.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Dave Schreiber. One sailor has died. 5 others have been rescued after stormy seas off Southern California destroyed a sailboat.
How to get tickets? Who all explained? I mean, all the information is there. It's going to be great. Well, thanks for having on with us. And go Mountaineers, right?
Thanks for having me. Let's go Mountaineers.
That's right. Well, you're listening to AM 1230.
Mike Podlinski, that was.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be right back.
News Talk AM 1230 WFAS White Plains Sports.
Privately, ABC's Linda Alvin explains from the Foreign Desk.
A day after a suicide attack at the gates of the Ministry of Defense in the heart of the Afghan capital, Kabul, a scheduled news conference with U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Afghan President Karzai was canceled for security reasons. Hagel's response to the attack...
We're at war. War didn't stop.
and we have a war here.
Pentagon Press Secretary George Little denied the cancellation was because of remarks made earlier by Karzai, suggesting the Taliban and the U.S. were in cahoots. Linda Albin, ABC News.
Former South African President Nelson Mandela's office says Mandela has left the hospital and has returned home. It's reported that it has to do with cheating. Reports say Harvard University administrators secretly searched the emails of 16 deans last fall, looking for a leak to the media about a case of cheating. Harvard issued academic sanctions last month against scores of students forced to withdraw in a cheating scandal. This is ABC News.
At Advance Auto Parts, we like to win. Who doesn't? Losers, that's who. Everyone wins by saving when they come to Advance. But now, one lucky son of a mama will also win a 2013 Dodge Challenger valued at $56,000 in the Pennzoil Dream Machine Giveaway. You can't win if you don't enter, so come to Advance today. You got nothing to lose.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary for sweepstakes, void where prohibited. Visit Pennzoil.com/challenger for program rules and to enter.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 public